Thanks to Craig Mish of Sports Grid and FanDuel Sports Network for joining us in the 4 o'clock hour. Thanks to Cameron Wolf from NFL Network in the 4 o'clock hour. Sports, it's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap.
Mmm, delicious.
Also want to let you know that you can see the Zach Brown Band at the Sphere in Las Vegas this December. It's very easy to enter. Just log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQAM for 1 hour. For more chances, listen every day and you could win. The winner receives a round trip airfare to Vegas, 2 tickets to see Zach Brown, and a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. This is a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach, Z-A-C. Special thanks to Messina Touring Group. Crowder, we talked about Quinn Ewers earlier. I don't know if you saw this, but it just speaks to kind of how NIL has changed everything, really, in collegiate athletics. And for guys who might want to leave early, or if maybe they aren't going to be drafted as high as they want to coming out of their third year, maybe they stay for their senior year and make more money than they would have made in the NFL. And there was a story that came out today in the Miami Herald about Quinn Ewers and what he reportedly turned down to leave college and go to the NFL instead of accepting an offer from either Texas or another school. So here was the reported number that he turned down: $8 million from a college football powerhouse, according to multiple sources. And then Miami and Duke were also said to have offered $4 million each. His rookie deal that he signed with the Dolphins is worth $4.3 million over 4 years, which is about half what he could have gotten if he had stayed in college.
We just had Bijan Robinson on, and we asked him that. We're like, did you take a pay cut to come to the NFL? Because Bijan was at Texas. He had a Lamborghini. He had all – yeah. He was like, yeah, it was probably – it was even. Like, playing professionally is – you're in college playing professionally.
Yeah.
I made $1 million my rookie year. I was an all-SEC, all-American linebacker. I would have made way more money than that staying in school for my junior year.
I was going to ask what you think maybe you could have gotten on the NIL market.
Nowadays?
Yeah.
As an all-American linebacker? Like, yeah. Man, I'm not a quarterback, but I guarantee – I think my signing bonus was $788. I made – 237 was my rookie contract, my rookie year slotted, rookie minimum. So yeah, I made right under $1 million my rookie year. As an All-American now in college, you're making well over $1 million.
So you were a Florida Gator. Obviously, the Gators have plenty of rivals. Like, I'm just curious, like if Florida had given you a competitive NIL offer, but then like Florida State or Miami or Georgia swoops in with an offer that's more than that, are you sticking around in Florida or are you taking the money?
I'm out of there.
Where is your loyalty?
Josh, it's a free market and I have mouths to feed. I grew up, bro, when I went to Florida, we lived in a 2-2 with four people, my sisters, two sisters, myself and my mom. I was sleeping in the damn, in the broom closet. And now I'm going to pick loyalty over money. Josh, I was going to chase that check. When I was a free agent with the Dolphins, I said, listen, I have to make, I need this much a year. And this is way back. Like, we were asking for $4 or $5 million a year as a linebacker. Brian Urlacher just got $10 million a year. And I wasn't Brian Urlacher. So It's funny. I tell the story that Joel Siegel, we gave the Dolphins Brian Urlacher's $10 million a year contract. That was our starting point.
How quickly did they laugh you out of the room?
It was over fax or text, so we didn't actually hear the chuckles, but we were like, hey, we got to start at Urlacher because he just signed, and we're going to go from there. But, yeah, man, nowadays it's crazy what these kids are getting. I know a kid personally that signed with a big-time school that he knows he's backing up. He's the backup. They told him, you're coming here to back up the starter. $1.3 million as a
wild
freshman backup. Like, it's crazy what these kids' money these kids are getting.
absolutely wild. And good for them, man. Like, if someone's willing to give them that money, like, go get the money. It's just, it's crazy the dollar figures that are being thrown around here. Like, if we're talking about Quinn Ewers getting $4 million from an offer for Miami, I can only imagine what Carson Beck ended up getting. I don't know if that number has been reported anywhere. But
I heard four.
Yeah. So I guess they just gave him the Ewers money.
Yeah, they gave him. They told, we're gonna buy as a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like you said, I'm a Gator. You know, hate Georgia. I hate Florida State. I hate this, hate that. Like, I do have biases. Like, it's Georgia, Florida, biggest cocktail party. People ask me all the time, what was the school that you disliked the most? I was committed to UGA for 3 weeks and then decommitted and committed to Florida. So I have a thing with UGA. Mark Rick was actually there, which, you know, brings it back around to the UM tie. When anyone, I don't care what school it is, Tennessee, Mississippi State, any competitive school that Gators don't like, and I love Florida. I have a Florida Gator tattoo on me. The word that upsets me the most in sports, collegiate now, and professional is when somebody says that somebody's overpaid. No one's ever overpaid because someone valued you at that number, and that's the number. No kid, no professional, no grown man, 40 to 14. There is no athlete in this world that's overpaid because they decided that you were worth this much money.
Well, congrats to Quinn Ewers for now making half of what he would have made if he had just stayed in college for another year. Before we get to that, let's get our 5 o'clock headlines with Dan Day.
And they're brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Dolphins finished up practice today. They have practice tomorrow. Also tomorrow, the Miami Hurricanes will be hitting the practice field for the first time this preseason.
Speaking of Carson Beck.
I'm telling you, Carson Beck has a lot to do with the success or failure of this team now. If you love Carson is going to – Carson's the engine of the UM team this season.
I hope people are prepared for him to have a good season, but not as good as what we saw from Cam Ward. I know it's hard to say, hey, don't hold him to the highest possible standard, but, like, please go into this not holding him to the standard that Cam Ward set last year that was Heisman Trophy worthy. Carson Beck can have a good season that doesn't look like what Cam Ward did last year, and the Canes can still have success.
To your point, I've said it, Josh. I don't think Carson Beck's going to New York for the Heisman Trophy presentation because Cam did.
Well, he was a front runner last year before the season started.
We'll see. I don't think Carson can do what Cam did. I'm with you, Josh. I'm not trying to badmouth the team. I'm trying to temper expectations that Carson Beck is Cam Ward.
The Marlins, they've been successful. They beat the Cardinals last night. They play the Cardinals again tonight at 7:45. Of course, the trade deadline tomorrow at 6 o'clock, almost 24 hours from now.
We'll see if Sandy Alcantara, Edward Cabrera, among others, are still members of the Marlins in 25 hours.
Tonight, Inter-Miami, some Leagues Cup play against Mexico's Atlas. That is a 7:30 kickoff. And on to weather, it's going to be hot. It's going to be muggy. It's going to get darker, though, throughout the day because the night has come closer and closer and we'll be here soon. That is your weather.
Thank you, Dan Day. We've got Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network joining us next on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
What about FD Florida and FD Sun?
How about FU?
Welcome back to Hawk, Crowder, and Solana. Final segment here with you in the Funky Buddha 5 o'clock happy hour. I think I got the order of that wrong. It's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Good vibes are always on tap. Words are hard sometimes, Crowder. They really are.
Oh, you're not telling me. I don't know how to speak English, to be honest. Yeah.
And it's only our job. So really, who cares? You know, yeah. It's only our job to say words.
But we're not overpaid. Nobody's overpaid, Josh.
You're damn right. You are absolutely right. Real quick, I saw, and I wonder if this interests you, I saw that Oreo and Reese's are coming out with like a hybrid version of themselves, like one each. Like Oreo is going to come out with a Reese's Oreo and Reese's is going to come out with an Oreo Reese's. Do either of those two things interest you at all?
Oreo Reese's. That's because it's going to be the black chocolate on the outside with the white on the inside of a Reese's. I'll do that. I'm not a big peanut butter fan.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a peanut butter guy. I really don't like chocolate too much. I'm a gummy bear, gummy worm person.
Grow up.
No, that chocolate is for. I used to say menstruating women, but Hawk hates that phrase. But yeah, I don't really think chocolate's for a grown man.
But gummy bears are.
Yeah. No, you got to say it deep voice. Gummy bear.
I don't think that really helps.
Gummy worm. Skittle. Starburst.
I think that's a perfect place to end today's show. Thank you to Zach Gelb. Thank you to Cameron Wolf. Thank you to Craig Mish. Thanks to Jimmy. Thanks to Dan Day. Crowder, it's always a pleasure working with you. Hawk is back tomorrow. Solana is back next week. Appreciate everybody putting up with me for the last 3 days. We will talk to you mañana. But first, Crowder's got something else to talk to you about.
I got to ask you if chronic pain is impacting the quality of your life. I want to tell you it does not have to. Arthritis, tendon pain, joint pain. I have it too. You don't have to have drugs, surgery. It's called regenerative medicine. And QC Kinetics is the largest, fastest growing regenerative medicine group in the entire country. Doctors are going to write you scripts. I've got hundreds of scripts from doctors, and I'm going to give you a secret. Surgeons, they want to do surgery because it's their job. You have another option. Try regenerative medicine, and South Florida's QC Kinetic doctors are waiting to help you get rid of that chronic pain. They are at the forefront nationwide of the innovative chronic pain relieving treatment system of regenerative medicine. Broke my heels. I had doctors. Listen, I really had orthopedics and doctors and all these. They wanted to double cast my feet, put me in a wheelchair for 3 months. I said, you know what? Let me talk to my people at QC Kinetics before we do all this foolishness. Man, I got PRP shots in my heels. They did the healing lasers, 10 times better on the first treatment. Second treatment, I'm back in the garage working out with Chan, playing basketball with Ava, running around with little Chaz. I'm telling you, QC Kinetics has you another option if you do have that chronic pain. And not just me. Now, thousands and thousands have been helped. See what you can do. See what your body can do for itself. Give QC Kinetics a call today, 844-77-REGEN. That's 844-777-3436. Tell them that Crowder sent you down there, and you will receive a free consultation and $500 off your first treatment. I'm going to watch out for y'all because I don't want y'all just to worry about drugs and surgery. Try regenerative medicine. Call QC Kinetics today, 844-77-REGEN. That's 844-777-3436.
Go enjoy yourself a nice bowl of penne pasta.